Good morning, Gedvalcha Basai. Os Chav Tes, here at, towards the very end of Shara Sheni, Os Chav Tes, Ben Yonah, talking about the various reasons that compel that a person shouldn't procrastinate in doing tshuva and engaging in tikkun amidos. Haravias, the fourth machayev, the fourth consideration, kasha ya'acher tikkun nafsho. If I know that I have a certain weakness, a certain flaw, and I sort of put it on the back burner in terms of looking to address that, yikrehu avon. That weakness left unaddressed, the same way it caused chait initially, it's going to repeat itself. That same weakness that I have, That same midah that needs strengthening, that needs refinement, will surface and will express itself time and time again. Rabbi Yonah, at the very beginning of the Sefer, spoke about how this is one of the how this is part of the fallout of procrastinating in doing tshuva, is that a person is more likely to sin again. And Rabbeinu Yonah there explains that the second chait, Rachman Litzlan, is more chomer than the first. The first time, as it were, a person could have been ambushed. As much as we strive for self-knowledge, obviously it's an ongoing process. And a person might not have been aware of a certain weakness, a certain susceptibility that he has. And to a degree, that's obviously an extenuating factor in terms of his culpability for what he does. But once a person is made aware because he was nechshal, so then that extenuating factor is no longer present. Rabbeinu Yonah there in the beginning of Shai Rishon explained so beautifully, the pasuk Shlomo Melech says, "Kikelev shaval keyo k'sil shana bi'ivalto," that Shlomo Melech compares a person who repeats a chait to a dog who ingests its own vomit. So he says, what dogs eat in the first place is very repulsive, right? They go into the garbage and they eat. But if they then vomit it and re-ingest it, so it's even more repulsive the second time. And that's what Shlomo Melech is telling us, that the repeat of the chait, it's not just a repeat, but it's worse. Lamed, os lamed. Hachamish is be'ichud tikkun ha'nefesh, ha'yetzer holech u'mezgaber. A person u'makshe libo, v'yikshe alav l'sakin nafshe acharken, k'mo shekosu v'hine olo kulo kimshonim. A person is never static. A person is never treading water. A person is always in flux, in motion, spiritually. A person can be progressing, but if he's not progressing, then Rachman Litzlan, he's going to be regressing. So when a person procrastinates, Rabbeinu Yonah says, so in our minds, we'd like to think that that means that I'm putting it on hold. Okay, I get a phone call. And ask the person if he can please hold on. And treading water and just putting things on hold. But Rabbeinu Yonah says there is no such thing. existence is dynamic. A person is always in flux, always in motion. And the motion isn't lateral. There's forward motion, there's backward motion. And therefore, be'ichu tikkun ha'nefesh, inevitably, ha'yetzer holech u'mezgavet. The longer the yetzer is unaddressed, so just the more it the stronger it becomes. And therefore, v'yikshah l'sakin nafshah achakin. V'amar v'senu zechonam l'v'ocha, kasha ha'yetzer koshor ba'avera, yidmek inyan ha'minas. Meaning Rabbi Yonah is not quoting a Chazal here. I think that some of the additions suggest he's quoting from general philosophy. V'omuba musam hahergel al kol davar shulton. So this is a klal. It's difficult to exaggerate its importance, its relevance. Hergel, well, when a person develops habits, sometimes we develop habits consciously, intentionally. Sometimes we develop habits unconsciously, unintentionally. But either way, they have the same koach, right? Some people, without really realizing it, they start biting their nails. And also, without realizing it, it becomes a habit. And the more of a habit it becomes, the stronger the habit becomes. So then we know the more difficult it is to break that habit and to overcome that habit. And habit is a sort of a self-imposed constraint or self-imposed challenge to our bechira. The stronger the habit, the more ingrained the habit, the more of a challenge it is, and the more of a potential, again, all this self-imposed, and the more of a potential constraint it is on our bechira. As we develop habits, so we develop reflexes, not necessarily physical reflexes, the way, you know, if you hit a certain nerve on a person's body, it makes him react. Not a physical reflex in that sense of the word, but behavioral reflexes. And behavioral reflex is going to be very, very strong. Rabbeinu Yonah has this again later. If you take a look in Hashar Hashlishi, Os Reish Dalid, the context here, again, it's Shar Hashlishi, Os Reish Dalid. The context is Lashon Hara. V'hasheni, the reason Lashon Hara is so chomer, or the second of the reasons where Rabbeinu Yonah suggests that Lashon Hara is so chomer, ki ba'ala Lashon Tshuvaso Kasha. Generally speaking, it's a more formidable challenge to do tshuva for Lashon Hara than for other avers. Acharei asher limed lishono dibe de since he trained his tongue to speak Lashon Hara, and his mouth emits evil. Merov hahergel eino shalat berucha. Because of the the ongoing, constant, reinforced habit, it interferes with the person's self, with the person's autonomy, with his ability to control what he says. Now, Ben Yonah here doesn't, again, the phrase "Einenu Shalit Berucho" notwithstanding, apparently context suggests he doesn't mean that literally, because the beginning of this sentence was Baal Aloshem Shuvaso Kosha. Kosha, not impossible, right? Kosha means difficult, formidable, but not impossible. So the Einenu Shalit Berucho doesn't mean literally that he'll reach a point where he literally cannot prevent himself from speaking Lashon. But what it means is that he increases and intensifies the challenge, because the more of a behavioral reflex it becomes, the more of the stronger of an effort is required to try to hold that in check. It's easy to turn down the first cigarette, to turn down the first few drinks, but if Rachmana Litzlan, a person begins to develop an addiction, so it's so much more difficult to take that same course of action. May Rov HaHergel Eino Shalat Berucho. Ramchal has this in Maseilas Yesharim as well. Ramchal even goes so far as to indicate there will be some cases where a person will have undermined his own Bechira, where the momentum of a person's past actions and the habits that they've ingrained will actually undermine his Bechira. So that, again, not undermine his Bechira in that over the course of time he can't change himself, that he can't uproot the habit, but undermine the Bechira that he won't be able to turn on a dime, as it were. He gives the example of a person develops the Midah Vatzlus, and then it's this time of year, it's a short day, and then he's in the middle of eating a late lunch, and he realizes that he hasn't done mincha, and what's necessary is to get up his rizos and to leave the meal and end the meal, as it were, prematurely with the tremendous haste and quickly get himself to shul to daven, quickly go find a spot to daven. So Ben Yonah says, excuse me, the Ramchal says, if the person's habit of atzlos and moving slowly and never pushing himself, never exerting himself, was strong enough, he's not going to be able to do it on that occasion. That's why everything a person does is doubly significant. Everything we do of us is doubly significant. It's significant in that every action is, every moment of life is important and valuable. And because of that, every action is important and valuable. But then everything we do also has repercussions. Everything we do generates a momentum. Hein l'tov, hein l'mutov. Everything we do contributes to our hergel. Everything we do creates momentum, and that's the second, again, dimension of significance and importance to everything we do. Okay, so we'll start Pibli Nedra Tashem. We'll resume with Pesachim around the 12 o'clock. We will say, have a good, productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe.